You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
One had spread these rumors that I was a demon worshipper and tried to kill myself. That's fucking terrible to be spreading that around at year eight.
Year eight! You're trying to build your brand in high school.
Huge setback.
my god. Rogue.
Afternoon, welcome.
Welcome back.
A Christmas chaos episode
of the pod. New scenery today.
New scenery, new outfits.
New outfits.
It's a very festive episode.
It is a very festive episode.
And it's probably going to come out on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I love that.
Even better.
Even better. I am, being me, I'm a very, very big fan of Christmas and actually didn't own any Christmas pajamas. No Christmas accessories, no Christmas t-shirt, no nothing. So we were chaotically at the shops just then, finding this fit, which is, it's great. Now I've got some...
At least you've got some colour. I mean,
it's kind of Christmas.
Yeah, it's candy cane.
I mean, the rest was like Best and Less or Kmart and it was all like extra, extra, extra large.
Yeah, yeah. Not your size.
Not my size. Not for me.
I'm wearing some old, outdated PJs from... Peter Alexander. These are actually from last year.
Yeah, still have the tag on them.
Hadn't even unpacked them from last year. I actually used to get like really upset, like seeing people wear old Peter Alexander pajamas from the year before. I don't know. I just thought it was like really poffo. I thought like people would like get a new pair every year. It seems like that's what everyone
can't
does.
Can't afford Peter Alexander every year.
Now I can't. So, anyway, that's what I'm wearing. Yeah.
How's your week been?
You know what? I feel like I can finally let my hair down now. Work's finished. I'm on holidays.
First lot of Christmas holidays ever?
I think almost ever. Ever. Like my whole working life, I've been working retail. Actually, there was a couple years where I worked at a hair salon. Yeah, I don't know what to do with myself. Other than today, I went Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Bold choice to do Christmas shopping on the 23rd of December.
Yeah. It was a lot. And because it felt like a work day and it felt like almost like I was working at Marion again.
Like you were just like about to go straight into Peter Alexander and start straightening the store up.
Yeah.
Girls, floor girls, can we get some more people on the floor, please?
Where's the stock? Why haven't we refilled?
At the cashier, like that thwacked out. You'd be doing that till you're like 70 years old.
I was so...
Who's this old guy behind the counter? I just leave him.
That's Peter.
Penny Alexander.
I was so disorientated and like, because I went to the earliest gym class this morning because all the other ones are booked out and I needed to get to Marion on time before it got really busy. And I hadn't eaten, so... All I had was pre-workout before and I was sweating in Marion Shopping Centre and it was so busy already. I got there at 8 and Maya was already open and it was already packed. So when I was there, I started like getting a little bit dizzy and like disorientated.
Like that episode of Kath and Kim where Kath's like disorientated in the shops and she's seeing lesbian things everywhere. Yeah.
But I like bumped into someone. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I turned around. It was a mannequin. Apologising to a mannequin. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh.
Psychosis.
How embarrassing.
Ending the year in a mental psychosis.
And then, yeah, obviously you knew the end of my shopping trip where I cut across like three sets of traffic and floored it through a roundabout.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Hectic.
I still feel like I need to do more things.
Are you usually leave things to this late?
Yeah. Yeah,
every
always.
Christmas,
I reckon there was last Christmas I left it till Christmas Eve.
Mm. See, I'm not too bad usually. I do say every single year I'm not going to leave it till last, but this year I think I did pretty good. I only really had to buy for my nieces and nephew though, and my nieces are a really fun age because they're like preteens and they all want things from like Mecca and Sports Girl and they're all shops that I go to. So it's just things that I enjoy buying. I buy some for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's not been too bad.
Great. Well, that's really good.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice.
Back to my story.
Yeah. I don't actually have... much else to say.
Well, I have an experience to talk about. It actually feels like it was so long ago, but I swear this has been like the longest week ever. Last week, sorry, was the longest week ever. But I think it was on Monday. I think it was. And I was working from home and Brandon comes home and says, do you want to go to Costco with me and my sister and my dad? And I'm like, what for? And he's like, oh, because I thought they had to go there to get something. I'm like, okay, sure, no worries. We'll go to Costco. Have you been to Costco before?
The only time I went, I think, was when I was with you.
That's right, because that's the only time I've been.
Yeah.
And you signed up because you bought yourself Calvin Klein underwear.
Yes, and a huge tub of those, like, yogurt pencil things.
Well, first of all, we got there. Tony's the only one with a Costco membership. So he rocks up and it's me, Brandon, Tony, Chelsea, and Chelsea's boyfriend, Brody. So he's trying to get all five of us in on his one membership. And they go, sorry, no, we've changed the rules.
Oh.
You can only bring two people in now on your one membership. So me and Brandon went and signed up to our own Costco membership. Oh. Actually, I've got my card. I'll show you in a sec because I take a photo of you in the store. It's so embarrassing. Was not prepared for that. But Tony being Tony, oh, he's such a boomer now. He's like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, they don't fucking trust you over here. Do that. Oh, rules have fucking changed. And I'm like, Tony. So embarrassing. Like, I just got to that point where our parents have really hit
kicking
that
off
age.
At Costco as well. Like,
oh, and I'm like, place. It's fine. We'll just go sign up.
Can I just whatever. Have my photo taken, please?
Anyway, we get there and I'm like, so what do? We split up? Like, what's the deal? They go, no, we move as a pack. We do this together. And I'm like, what? Okay, so what are we getting? Well, let's just go for a stroll. So I'm strolling through Costco and keep in mind, these fosters are walking at like snail's pace, looking at every single thing on every single shelf. So I'm like, nah, fuck this. And I've gone rogue and I didn't even tell them. I just started walking fast and split up from them all. I did like 5 laps of the store by the time they were still on like the first quarter of it. Because I'm like, I don't know what to do here. Everything is ginormous or it's in bulk of like 80.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, so what do I need to buy? And I looked and I'd be like, oh yeah, those crackers look nice. And I went to pull them out and a whole fucking box comes out and I could only buy them in a pack of 80. I'm like, well, I don't want 80 packets of them. And I'm like to Chelsea, it's annoying because like I want to buy something, but it's just like going to go to waste. And she's like, yeah, that's why if you find something, you bring it to the group and you sell it to the group and see who wants to go in with you.
Sell it?
You know, see who wants to go in with you. Okay. So she's like got this massive pack of like 250 AAA batteries and she's like, all right, who wants in on this? And I'm like, not me. And the trolleys are huge. I felt like
I remember the trolleys.
Fatty in Walmart in America. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
Because everything was the bulkest, big, ginormous sizes of everything. It was just wild. Absolutely chaotic. So, and then we get to the checkout at the end. We actually didn't get much at all.
What did you get?
I got these. Actually, they were really cool. There were these sorbets real fruit. It's like cut in half. But I'm a big sorbet girl, so they were really nice. But then we get to the end and Tony goes, oh, can we? Oh, no, Brandon goes, can we do this in two transactions? And the girl goes, yeah, have you got two membership cards? Because only the person with a membership card can do a transaction. And we're like, yeah, we do. Tony, again, oh, fucking hell. They don't fucking trust you anymore, do they? And I just went, Tony, this poor 17-year-old girl is just standing there staring. And he goes, bloody hell, they used to be able to let you do this and this. And I'm like, oh, my God. Brandon goes, you got any bags? He goes, no, we got boxes. So we had to put everything in a box and take it to the car.
Is it like a normal box or it's like...
Like a
like
fruit
and
veg.
Like when you go to Dan's.
Like what you get, like a fruit and veg... In one of those like half boxes and you just like a pallet box and then you carry it out to your car and the lady, this story is going chaotic. Chelsea was like, let's get pizza because pizza was $2 there. And it was like the lineup for the food at Costco was like, there was like 80 people there all having these $2 hot dogs, $2 pizzas. We didn't do it. I was like, fuck
did
that.
Anyone?
No, I'm not fucking eating there. Like, no way.
What do you think's worse, IKEA or Costco?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't trust IKEA.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
Because it's in a different language. And I'm like, is this...
is this actually...
what is this?
Is this actual dog in a hot dog?
And there's always those rumors that like IKEA uses horse meat. And I'm like...
Oh.
And last time I got an IKEA hot dog, my guts were rocked. They were rocked. However, I've never tried the Costco food, but the Costco food, it was just like they had these, it was like this dim, like white lighting that made your skin look like yellow and blotchy. There's fat bogans everywhere. buying everything in bulk. The lady's like, oh, you know, you get your money back if you buy this membership because, you know, if you spend $500 and you do that in one shop. Girl, what are you buying from Costco? Oh, my God. Who's doing that food shopping?
How much is the membership?
We paid $65.
Okay. I remember it being like $60 a year.
But if you don't use it, apparently you can go back and get a refund. Like, so she said, if you're not going to use it, you can pay for it once to shop here now, but come back and refund it if you don't want to use it. So that's kind of a slay, but it was an experience. And I'll tell you right now, I'm never, ever, ever stepping foot in a Costco ever again, ever again.
Okay. I would like to go back for maybe like a culture shock.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that, but then you won't get your refund. Do they scan it?
Or no, you still get your refund. You can get your refund you whenever, apparently.
Can't buy anything.
No, you can get your refund whenever.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Well, I've got a card now, so let's go.
Hey, well,
do it in the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, maybe after Christmas.
Me, I'm never going back to Costco again. All right, let's go on holidays.
Let's do it for a pod story. Anyway. Maybe we'll do the pod in Costco.
Oh, yeah, at the picnic table with our hot dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's probably the biggest thing of my week, but it was, I just felt like a gross bogan.
Fair enough. Mm. Renewed or axed?
I'm going to go axed this week.
Yeah.
That week before Christmas, just boring. All I did was work. That's it. Like, just shit. Nothing exciting happened.
Yeah, I'm going to say axe too. I had nothing good going on. I reckon it'll be interesting to see after Christmas, because I reckon things are going to kick off at family Christmas.
Yeah, love that.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon that'll be a great episode.
I absolutely agree.
It was filmed.
Yeah. Do you know, my family doesn't kick off too much, but
mine do.
Brandon's on the other side.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So who can say next week? Well, shall we get into reviewing the episode?
Yeah, let's get into it. Now, I need to think back because I have gone a bit rogue this week.
It's also where this is a couple of days later than what we'd normally film too. So everything's a little bit out of whack.
Oh, I found some notes.
Great.
Great. Because I didn't think I took any notes this time, but apparently I did. Just found them.
Great.
They're all over. I've got one set of notes in my notes app, one set of notes on my email that I've emailed to myself at work.
Far out.
And then the other set of notes is up here in my head.
Great. Again, with the three lists.
Yeah. Yeah. Different tactics.
Great,
but
great.
It's okay. I found some. Beverly Excellent. Hills, let's start
Let's
with
kick
that.
Off with Beverly Hills. I think it was
a really good episode.
More enjoyable. They're slowly clawing their way back.
I agree. And if I'm comparing Beverly Hills to Salt Lake this week, I actually think I enjoy Beverly Hills more this week.
Wow, big call. Yeah.
I thought the The big crux, like the argument at the end, was one of the funniest housewives arguments I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, especially from them.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was messy. It was so funny. It was like tit for tat, tit for tat. Then this person. And I was like, I was laughing it up.
Yeah, it was
laughing
great.
It up.
I am actually, before we even get to the argument, I feel like I'm enjoying seeing Erica like kind of take a step back and not be so aggressive and chaotic.
Yeah, how she was like fully calming Derek down in certain parts, like, and even with Sutton, she's like, "You don't want to say anything you're gonna regret." Yeah. Blah blah blah. Yeah. So mature
like,
of her.
I just feel like it's a nicer light to see her in, like, not always on like the defense.
Agreed.
So Garcelle at the beach house,
yes,
and she and Sutton are talking on the balcony. And did you hear what she said about Dorit, saying that Dorit didn't have anything to do with the robbery, but I think someone did.
Someone did.
What does
that
mean?
And who is she talking about? Yeah, I know. I clocked that as well.
She's throwing a few weird accusations out. Like, I don't understand
what
her angle is.
Yeah, I agree.
So we get to, what is the party called?
It's Denim and Diamonds.
Gorgeous.
Diamonds and Denim or something.
I love.
I think.
Cool.
Who do you think was best dressed at that party? Because I think so many of their outfits slayed. I loved it.
I really think Kyle looked amazing.
I agree. She did look so good, hey. Wow, what was with Dorit's fucking zip that went all the way up her crutch and up her crack? And she's like, they're vintage. I'm like, they are fucked.
They're vintage for a reason. They're not making those anymore because they're fucked.
Do you know, if I wore them and just if I had to wear them, I would literally go commando underneath. Because imagine that. You just unzip to pee and zip back up.
Yeah. Okay.
Smell like piss all night. But that all I could picture was her going to the bathroom and unzipping from the crack all the way up to her front.
That's rogue. She wouldn't even have to sit.
Yeah, just literally stand,
just stand and kind of
get a shiwi. But no, I agree. I think Kyle did look really, really good. And I also think Erica looked really good as well.
Yeah, I liked Dorit from waist up.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
she looked great. But
it's a fun part, like a very fun, party.
Very fun theme.
Yeah,
who else was there? Bose, I don't think was on theme at all.
No,
neither was. I didn't understand. Or Sutton wasn't that great.
Jennifer. No, and Sutton's daughter coming with random. Him as well. So random.
She looked 16, but I'm pretty sure she's like legal age.
She said she was 22. But how, like, weird was Sutton when she was like, come on, let's go. And she was, like, trying to be, like, the cool mum. Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, oh, cringe. Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting into the fight. Let's unpack that.
Yeah.
I don't understand what Sutton's point
was. I don't know where it came from. Like, the fight came out of Sutton's, what Sutton wanted to say. But it came out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Sutton? She just came in with attacks.
Yeah. And didn't really make sense or have any kind of... Like, even Kyle was like, what is the point that you want to make? Because it's not
literally clear. Like, stop what you're saying right now and make your fucking point. Yeah, any, like, I know we mentioned last week, there was, like, baby steps made that Sutton was, like, semi-bearable last week. And she just ruined all of that this week. She just threw it down the drain. I don't know what she was doing.
And do you know, I've seen so much now on TikTok of all of these people waking up to Sutton.
Fop.
And I'm like... Finally.
Oh my God.
They're like, she's a classic Karen behavior. Like,
oh, what about how prissy she was about Dorit using the word cunt? Oh. And she was like, the C word. I'm like, oh my God, relax.
I just think, and she always kicks people while they're down. Like, she'll always hit them when they're at their lowest because she can't really, she's not smart enough to really take anyone down.
Yeah.
Like, her only way to kind of like, attack someone is when they're at their lowest, like when Erica was going through the lawsuit.
Yes.
When she attacked Diana about her, like, her miscarriage or something like
that. That's right, she did too.
She's had a go at Kyle when all of those separation rumors were going around, and now she's doing the same thing to Dorit. And now people are finally waking up to it, and I'm like, thank God. Like, now it's time to take her down.
Yeah, literally, I agree.
I like how Bose kind of inserted her way in and kind of was coming for Sutton.
So coming for Sutton. Like, but Sutton thought she was going to come and be on her side. Yeah. And Bose stopped her. She is such a level head. I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
She is iconic. And it's funny because I'm trying to like unpack my notes here because I must have just written them in the moment when I was feeling, when I was watching the episode.
Three different notes to refer back to.
But like, I literally said like, I have no words for Beverly Hills this week. What a great episode, a great argument. The word cunt being thrown around like 50 times.
So many times.
My favorite. That was like the best part of that fight because, you know, it's not often you hear Americans call each other that.
No.
I love it. And like you watch Real Housewives of Melbourne and they're calling them that all the time.
Yeah. It's but just rare for especially Beverly Hills to be throwing
it out. So that was my favorite because like Camille was saying it, Dorit was saying it, Kyle was saying it. Yeah. They were all saying it. So I love it. And I wrote Bose being iconic because there were so many iconic moments of her in that fight where she was just like stood her ground, such a level head. Although one of my favorite parts is obviously when Camille gets in.
What a terrible way for her to make a return. That was one, not relevant to anything that was going on in conversation, talking about how she lost her assistant and her house that burnt down.
Literally, like, what about me? Like, no one cared for me. It reminded me of Brittany. She was giving Brittany from Salt Lake City when she was like, but you guys feel sorry for her, but you didn't feel sorry for me.
I was so like, confused. Camille. I was like, why is now the time to bring that up years later?
Yeah.
And she, like, retreated very quickly because
when Dorit came for her and said, who are you and what are you even doing here?
And when she said to Erica, I came to your house with this one.
And Erica is Erica. My name is Erica. That was kind of iconic.
And then Erica in her confessionals was like,
she is a cunt. Maybe she is a cunt. That is so funny.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
I can't believe. Like, she fumbled that really, really badly.
But that was such a Camille way to handle that,
I think. Oh, my God.
That was so good. Amazing. So good.
That's pretty much all I've got for Beverly Hills.
I literally did as well. The only other things I said was, you know, I just really hated Sutton and how prissy she is about the way that people speak to each other and the word cunt.
Yeah. It's like, good to see her kind of not go after Kyle all the time. But I feel like Drake can handle it.
I agree. So, it was a really good ep. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City. Before we get started, I have an announcement.
Oh, an announcement.
Jared. Ding, ding, ding. Jared is officially calling Brittany his girlfriend.
Oh.
Officially on Instagram.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Finally. After all
wonder
that.
Wonder how long that's going to last, though.
After all that shit talking that he did like 2 weeks ago. Remember when I read out those DMs?
Yeah.
And he's been hitting Mary up.
Yeah. I wonder if he still is.
Rogue.
Interesting. Very rogue. But yes, another great episode of Salt Lake. Bronwyn is getting messy.
Yeah.
Like,
but
even with her, like, crying on the boat and, like, confessing all of her things with Todd and everything, I'm like, oh, no.
I feel like that was almost like, so they were on the boat. They're talking about Lisa's kid. And then Brittany chimes in and goes, what about me again?
You guys didn't care about my daughter.
And then Bronwyn chimes in, so like delivers a few low blows. And then she calls Bronwyn a bitch. And that's, I feel like when Bronwyn was like, I can twist this and use it again. Like, and now confess all of these things about what I've been going through.
Yeah. What do you think about Lisa and Meredith?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Mm. I didn't like their reaction. I think they're on the wrong side here. And I think Whitney made the point of saying
they've been the other person in that. So they're semi-validating or, I guess, making what he did lesser because they've done similar things and it also makes them feel validated for what they've done. Or you don't know what position he was in when he did that.
So it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe they've got some things going on behind closed doors. And they've both been accused of cheating as well. So,
And can I just say, Todd is not going to be happy when he watches that back.
I think it's kind of clear now that this is her sidestep into kind of creating like
her own brand.
I reckon she wants to cut ties with Todd, to be honest.
Yeah, it's almost like a cry for help on national TV.
Yeah.
To say, it's almost, I mean, not to this extreme, but like when the Taylor Armstrong stuff went down with her husband, because suddenly all this came out and unraveled on TV. And it's almost like this is her way of putting it out there in the world to almost validate to saying, this is what's happening to me.
Yeah.
This is our relationship and here's the proof.
Or even like Camille as well. Camille with Kelsey.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's just kind of, it's all on camera now. So then it kind of gives her a little bit more
advantage.
I mean, it's terrible what she's gone through, but it probably wasn't relevant to what was going on the boat. But,
I agree.
You know, it's still very sad.
It is very sad.
I liked how they're all on the sprinter. And when they're all getting out, Meredith was struggling to get up on the sidewalk, but Angie walked over and helped her.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I noticed that as well.
Hate each other, but
deep down, they love each other. And I think they do, like,
I think they just have that, like, they'll hate each other, but they'll always have that respect there.
I agree.
I think that
and
whole
cast has
it. And
something's going on with Meredith. Like, something is
what
happening.
What was wrong with her in the sprint event? She was, curled up. Like, tired, sleeping.
I don't know. And she goes, you know, I'm just really tired. I'm really tired. But she looked like she was fucking whacked out.
Yeah.
Like,
on a come down.
Yeah, literally. So, I don't know. But I felt like maybe, I don't know, there's something going on. And maybe does Angie and the girls, like, know about something that we don't know about?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Potentially.
And bringing it back to Brittany, like, fucking just exposing Meredith in front of everyone, saying, oh, I heard you crying and throwing up last night. And it's like, Brittany is messy, but this is like, what is the point of that? What is
at the
reason?
Table, she's like, I hope it's okay to say, but I heard you crying and vomiting last night. And Meredith's like, are you fucking kidding me? And then she confesses to crying over the slut shaming.
Oh my God.
I don't think so.
When Whitney was like, what are you, the advocate for the sluts of America?
Like, what? I feel like there's clearly something else going on, but that
there
was just used as a decoy. And Angie's like, I thought we were fine.
Yeah.
Like, we cleared everything up.
Yeah, yeah. It 100% is a decoy. I don't know. Something's going on with Meredith.
But
I don't know what.
Lisa chimes in.
Mm.
And then I feel like she has been so, especially this season, so cold and just not very likable.
Yep, I agree.
yeah. but chimes in when she doesn't really need to be. Like, I want to actually see why Angie, like, no, why Meredith said she was upset about the slut shaming. And I feel like Angie was trying to get there, but Lisa kept chiming in.
Yeah.
And that's when it became about Angie and Lisa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to see you arguing with Lisa. Like, Lisa, shut up.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. How long has she known Lisa for?
Angie and Lisa.
Has it been since Angie's come on the show?
I reckon it was a bit longer. I reckon Salt Lake is a more tight community. Because apparently Angie was meant to be casted for season one.
Right. Because you know what trips me out? And it just goes to show how much has happened in the Salt Lake franchise. Is that I had completely forgotten until I saw this on Instagram the other day. But I completely forgot that Angie was never on the show to begin with. And she was only a fucking obscure friend from Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, she wasn't even a thing. And then slowly she kind of came in, but still was, nothing. And now she's, fucking huge.
Yeah.
And I read this thing that was, her journey in Salt Lake needs to be studied. She went from GED to PhD in the span of 2 to 3 years. The way she reads these women is phenomenal. She's a riot. I'm like, it's so true. She literally climbed from one of Jen Shaw's fucking workers, or whoever she was, her friend, to up right up to the fucking queen she is now.
Yeah.
Like, and look at her go. Love that for her.
Slay. I think she's been one of the best additions.
I agree.
Like, as a newbie. Okay, and then we finally get a sneak peek of the recording saga for next week. Meredith. Screaming. It almost sounded like a tribute to Beverly Hills, where she's like, you need to leave.
Yes, I've had literally. Enough
of
you.
Reminded me of Amsterdam.
Yes, yes. It is hectic. And I need to know. And do you know what? Brittany is such a fucking idiot, honestly.
It would be her, but it looks like she's yelling at Whitney.
But Brittany's the one that confessed. In the mid-season trailer, I've got something to say. I put a recording device in your room. Maybe Whitney is backing up Brittany and stuff. Not backing up, but do you know what? Actually, let's go theories. I think Brittany put the recording device in the other room. So Whitney, Angie, Bronwyn, and Mary.
Yeah.
I think Brittany's put the recording device in there and has... Maybe, I don't know, recorded something and maybe Whitney's trying to justify something that was on a recording. Maybe Whitney was recorded or something and she said something. And she's maybe trying to justify something she's saying. And maybe that's where Meredith's kicking off saying, but no, she's still put a fucking recording device in her room. Because, that's what I reckon.
Okay. I don't know why Brittany would want to put that in there.
Yeah, literally. What is the point? Because she's trying to be all best friends with Lisa and Meredith, and maybe she's trying to catch Bronwyn out.
Do you think Lisa would have set her up?
Nah.
No?
No. I don't think that Lisa would be dumb enough to do that.
Yeah.
This is a Brittany thing and only Brittany.
She's taking thinking this that upon herself.
She is. And she's thinking she's doing something for the girls. And she's like, look, this is going to fucking be so good.
Like, did you watch last season? They flipped out when they found out someone had a troll account.
Literally.
My toast.
God. I can't fucking wait to see it. And the fact she just openly admits it. Okay, yeah. I've got something to announce.
So I want to know, I reckon... It must look like Whitney takes the fall for it in the sprinter, but then Brittany confesses it later.
Maybe.
Because I don't know why, but I reckon Brittany would be like, whoa, she won't put her hand up until they're out of the car.
Yeah.
Maybe this cast in the sprinter van. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Sprinter van hates to see him coming.
Literally. They got to put some kind of fucking gas or something in those sprinter vans because every single time the housewives get in there, it's manic.
Kicks off.
No matter what season, Beverly Hills, New York, fucking Salt Lake City, everything. It just goes crazy. Well, I had some Christmas questions, but they are Christmassy.
That's
fine.
Maybe
we can get
we're in the mood, so let's get into it.
Well, have you got some housewives rapid fires?
I've got some Christmas rapid fires that are housewives related, yes.
Right. Mine are not housewives related at all. So should we do yours first?
All right. Whose Christmas lunch would you rather attend? Lisa Barlow or Meredith Marks?
I think I would rather attend... Meredith's.
Interesting. Why is that?
I get a better vibe from the family dynamic at Meredith's, and I think I would rather sit and, like, it'd be a nicer lunch to sit with her family and eat and chat rather than sitting with Lisa and John and her two fucking stupid boys. One of them's on a bloody mission. Actually, I wouldn't mind finding out about that mission because I would love to know more about his Mormons.
Yep. I'm going to disagree with you. I'd probably go with Lisa's Christmas lunch.
Why?
Probably because it's fueled with Vita tequila.
True. See, I don't actually... I'm not a drinker on Christmas.
Neither, really. Oh. But I feel like you have to. I feel like, you know, you'd have to at one of these women's parties.
Yeah, true.
Also, I don't want to compete with another gay.
Yeah, true.
So, but it would be a funner family to have Christmas with. Because you're all kind of that age. Like,
yeah.
Lisa's kids are a bit younger. So.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed. Just be gaming with the... What's his name?
Up till 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
What gift would you rather? A bottle of Vita tequila or Vanderpump Rosé?
Oh, I don't really like tequila or rosé these days, but I'm going to have to go with the tequila because it's more versatile. And I feel like gifting, you can do more with it. And sometimes, I mean, I do love wine, like red wine and stuff, but it's heaps cheaper than spirit. And if you're giving a gift or being gifted, a spirit's always a nicer thing to get gifted, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree. Tequila. Yep. You can do more with it and make different cocktails.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
They're mine.
Okay. Well, mine are not Housewives related at all. Sorry.
Okay.
Was feeling a bit uninspired on that sense. I tried to do like a trivia on the Berkshires episode of New York.
Uh-huh.
But it was manic. It was chaotic. And I was still trying to work in the background. And I had bloody... Yeah. That episode of Housewives going on my YouTube on my work computer. And all that was playing is like, you're a fucking slut. You're a fucking this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God. I can't concentrate. I've even got it. So I was going to do quote one. And the quotes that I had was, you are a hypocrite. You fuck everyone and pretend you don't. You're a slut and a liar and a hypocrite. You're a snake. And I'm like, Teams is calling. Yep, just 1 second, please.
I'm on another call.
So anyway, I gave up on that. So I thought I'm just going straight to the Christmas stuff now.
Right, let's hear
it. So this is a couple of this or that's. This first one is not that either of them are good. They're both gross, and that's why I want to ask you. But would you rather eat Christmas pudding or mince pies?
Ugh, yuck.
I know, they're both foul, that's why.
Mince pies, that's like the fruit one, right?
Yeah.
Are they, how big are the pies?
They're like the snack size ones.
Or how big's the slice of...
You're getting a slice in a bowl.
You know what? I'm going to go the Christmas pudding because you can put ice cream on it.
True.
And it kind of like sweetens it up a bit. The taste is fucking foul, but I do like the smell of it.
I agree. I like the smell too. I'm also going to go Christmas pudding because every single year when we do Christmas with my mum's side of the family or my mum... They put like coins and stuff in the Christmas pudding or like little
crunch. There goes the tooth. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the Christmas money. I'm off to the dentist tomorrow.
And if you get the little thing in there, not a coin. So some people get coins and one person gets a little, it's a little like person. It's a little like ceramic person. I don't know whether it's an angel or something. And it gets shoved into your Christmas pudding. So you've got to be careful when you're eating it. And if you get the angel, then you get good luck for next year.
And fucking ulcers. To last the rest of your holidays. So I'm
praying to my mum that she gives me the fucking angel. I need it for 2025. Please, mum.
We all do.
Please, mum.
We all do.
So my grandma actually confessed that we always thought that they cooked it in there and whoever got it was like luck. But my grandma put it in someone strategically.
Right.
So maybe someone's having a rough year or a rough time and she'll put the angel in their bowl.
And you've got bells on with
come on.
I've had a year from hell.
Come on, mum.
I can barely kill myself out of bed.
Would you rather give presents or receive presents?
Oh, that's hard because I hate both. And I hate both because I hate shopping for gifts and I hate watching people unwrap a gift that I've given. I don't care.
Get anxious that they're just pretending that they like the gift and they really don't.
And then on the other foot, though, I open presents and even though I love it, I feel like I have to overact and then feel like
fake.
But yeah. I genuinely do like it, but I also don't like people. Yeah, I don't like either. But yeah, that's really hard. I don't like. I really hate both of them equally.
You're such a Grinch.
I am. I really hate gifts.
You hate joy.
I'm just not good with it. It's an unfamiliar feeling.
Okay. Well, I prefer receiving presents.
Yes.
I do like giving presents, but I love getting gifts. I feel like it's one of my top love languages. Like, I think my number one love language is words of affirmation. Number two is getting gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just getting gifts makes me feel really, really loved. And I'm a big impulse purchaser. I love new things. Anything new makes me feel good. So gifts are great for me. I love them.
Noted. Well, don't expect it from me.
All right. This next one. I feel like you're just going to hate all of these because...
It's all right. Keep them coming.
You just hate Christmas. would you rather eat Christmas ham or a roast something?
A roast something. Oh, okay. I don't like ham.
Do you not like ham?
I never touch the Christmas ham.
Really?
I love a roast chook, a roast turkey.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Roast beef, roast lamb, or maybe roast pork. Lamb.
I don't touch pork either. Love bacon, but I don't touch pork.
Right. So no crackling for you then.
Oh, yuck. I hate the smell. I hate the sound. Really? I hate everything about crackling. I don't know what it is. It's like, I think it's like, it's just fried fat.
It is fried fat.
Freaks me the fuck out. Yeah.
Your body's small for you. It's like screaming.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, why would anyone do that?
Just eating fat.
It's not the same as like eating a muffin that has like fat in it or sugar that turns to fat. It's literally you are eating a fat from the animal and it smells and it's weird. Like, I can't.
Fair.
Okay. I can't even eat like skin, like chicken skin.
Oh.
Gnawing on my hands at Christmas.
Yum. Interesting.
And okay. I also get freaked out when I go to, I've seen it especially at the moment, like when I go into Coles or Woolies and I see like a whole like fridge end with just legs of ham in it. And I'm like, oh my God, that makes me feel fucking sick. Interesting. There's just legs everywhere. Like,
right. Terrible. I'm a ham girl.
Okay.
On that note, we've never been like a big roast at Christmas time. Family, like we're not like a sit down and have a roast.
Okay.
Like we had a roast at Carmen's on the weekend and it was good, but she's, I feel like it's a, yeah, we don't usually do it. So we'll do like cold stuff, like Christmas ham, or my mum will do like a roast something, but we'll eat it cold or like have it cold with salad.
Well, it's usually so hot anyway, like, and it's going to be fucking boiling.
Boiling on Christmas this year, I know. So Christmas ham for me, I am a ham gal though. I do like ham.
I'm not opposed to not having like a traditional Christmas though. Like I'm so happy doing whatever. Like I'm not like a, I'm not a Christmas bitch. That's like,
has to be this
roast, has to have this, has to have, you know.
I'm all for a non-traditional Christmas as well. That's, my family's very much like that.
Like we're in Australia, like it's belting hot. Like it's not.
Yeah.
Like
just do whatever. Yeah. This one is a hypothetical because neither of us have this, but I just thought it was funny. Are you sitting at the Christmas table? About to eat lunch with your family.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be stuck next to the bogan flat earther homophobic uncle who's always like, you know, those kind of...
Do you just describe me? The flat earther. I've been locked into TikTok for too many hours. Dive down homophobic. A rabbit hole. I'm also hate my own kind.
So, the bogan flat earther, home, that kind of breed of white boomer male.
Yeah.
Big fat gut, talking about all the conspiracy
drinking
theories.
Drinking a beer instead of wine.
With the Christmas hat from the bonbon on his head. Like, you can see it sweating.
Yeah.
All of that.
It's melting. Yeah.
Or be stuck eating at the kids' table all day with the rest of the kids. Which one are you going to tolerate more?
I hate kids too. I think... If I'm at the adult's table, I can kind of block him off.
You're sitting right next to him?
I'm sitting right next to him, but my shoulders, like I'm giving him the cold shoulder.
But he's coming to you and asking you about, tell me about, you know.
I'm
you got
very,
a girlfriend yet, Benny?
I'm very good at keeping things short.
Okay.
I'm like, no, and then look away. Like I'm very, I can kill a conversation really well.
Okay.
And I can make it awkward for everyone, so.
Okay.
I reckon I'd choose him, plus... Bit of fun. Maybe I'll have a couple wines and then...
Kick off
or join him.
Oh, yeah, fuck these bags.
Fuck these bags. Off to the flat earth we go. Let's go to the end.
Come on, Uncle Darren.
Yeah.
Drinking your VVs out the back.
You want to share this vape?
Okay, give me the kids' table.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the kids' table. This is quick, yes or no, tinsel.
Oh, see, it depends, but I'm going to say currently in my house there is no tinsel.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to say no.
Me too. I have no tinsel, but I'm going to say yes in general. I'm not a tinsel hater, but I won't have it on my tree.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's nostalgic and I love the smell of it.
I do think it's nostalgic as well. I think it has served a place in time. I can probably see it coming back in a few years.
It's very retro Christmas. Mm,
yeah. I think it needs to be done right to be effective.
Agreed. Yes or no to stockings?
Yes to stockings.
Yes to stockings.
I actually just bought some today.
Yeah, I love that.
I thought it was always just that little fun extra thing that you can do for Christmas.
Yeah.
I like
I've got a stocking that, because we were a big stocking family, like, and because my mum confessed to us that was because, you know, when you're a kid and you get up so fucking early on Christmas Day and you wake your parents up and they're like, no, I need to make a coffee. And you're like, no, it's like the worst thing in the world. But now being our age, you're like,
you get it.
Fuck off. I need a coffee first. Yeah. But mum said, like, when Jack and Kat were younger, that was their way of like biding time because you'd have a stocking to unpack on your bed. And so you'd wake up and you'd have a full stocking.
Oh, that's right. Where was your stocking?
On the end of my bed.
On the end of your bed.
So my mum would sneak in. It's risky. And you know what? I never in my many years of having a stocking ever, ever, ever woke up to it. One year I remember thinking I'm going to stay up this time. And then I remember all of a sudden I woke up and I quickly felt down near the end of my bed and the whole stocking was full. And I was like, no. But I'm like, how does that happen? And like, I was, but it was so good. And my mum was the best stocking filler.
Yeah.
She, and it was, had like stationery and like knickers and then like lip gloss and
random,
like random stuff.
Useful but things.
Yeah. She, and it had like Mentos and like, it was just such a good assortment of things in there.
I just bought mine this year, but my stocking was always on like the back of my door. So like my door outside of my door. Yep, then fucking easy. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy as fuck to feel because. Yeah.
Love that.
Wasn't allowed to see him.
Yeah. I loved it. That's a definitely a tradition I want to carry on as I get older because that was my favorite part about Christmas as a kid, was the stocking. All right. Two more for you.
Love it.
Next one is, do you remember when you found out that Santa Claus was not real?
Yes.
What happened?
I asked because I reckon there was a photo that mum had shown me with her when she was a little girl with Santa. And I was like, that was fucking ages ago. Like, how come this cunt hasn't carked it yet?
Right.
And then I asked, like, why isn't he...
dead.
Dead. When's he going to die?
And she just admitted to you.
I don't know. I think I started questioning it or that there's a few more questions. I'm like, why is there multiple? Like,
yeah, okay.
I think the
why
story
is that Santa
to
Black?
Me,
yeah.
I think the story that they sold to me was that they, all of the Santa Claus that you'd see in like the
shopping centers
were helpers and they would all go back and tell him what you wanted, blah, blah, blah. But then I think I was just like, hold on. Well, he can't get to everyone's house at night.
Yeah.
He can't do this. He can't do that. And
your frontal lobe started developing.
Yeah.
This is like 2 years ago. Hold on a minute.
That's why I bought my own stocking because I've just
You've only
realized.
Just discovered it this year.
I can't remember how old I was. I was probably... I can't remember, but I remember finding out and my parents were like, don't tell your brother.
Yeah.
Because he was 4 years younger than me. My brother had found out, but then was playing on it. So then he knew he was going to get more presents from Santa and mum and dad. Yeah.
Very smart.
Got to give it to him.
Yeah. That's great tactic.
What about you?
I was the same. I remember we moved from Port Pirie to Adelaide and the time that we moved was this real transitional time at Christmas and we didn't have a house yet. So we were staying at my grandma and grandpa's house. My mum was like, oh, don't worry, Santa will still come because he knows that we're staying here, blah, blah, blah. And I woke up in the morning and there was a letter written and my mum had obviously gotten a bit slack because she wrote the letter from Santa in her handwriting and I'd gotten to the age where I'm like, that's mum's handwriting.
Yeah.
And my mum's got very distinctive handwriting. And I remember holding up the sign and questioning mum and said, did you write this letter? It's in your handwriting. And that's when she just went, yeah. All right, yeah, Santa's not real. And I was like,
I agree. It's a spiral.
And that's why I'm the person I am today.
Trust me.
And because I'm the youngest, like, yeah. Didn't have any issues.
Like, oh, you know
it.
What? You're the last one.
I think they've just
one.
Given up. Yeah. They're like, yeah, all right, you too caught hard. Us. Yeah. Sprung. Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah. That's literally, yeah. Same thing with the tooth fairy. I remember I lost a tooth. No coin. Woke up the next morning, no coin. And I'm like, Mom, the tooth fairy didn't come. She's like, oh, no. Next morning, no coin. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why the fuck is this tooth fairy not coming? Like, I'm leaving the tooth out.
Yeah.
And then I went to go food shopping with my mum the next day. Oh, no, that day. So I woke up, no coin. Went to the car later on that morning to go to the shops with Mum. And as I got in the car, she goes, have you checked if the tooth fairy's come yet? And I went, what? She goes, you might want to go have a look. And I went and looked, and there was a coin there. And I was like, I just walked back to the car. I'm like, you're the tooth fairy, aren't you? She goes, yeah.
Didn't even put up a fight. She was like, this is the third time I've done this. Yes,
Mom was like,
fine.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Fun fact about that, actually. My mum used to, when she used to put the coin in the cup, she'd take the tooth, and because she's in her purse, she'd just chuck the tooth in her purse because she was like, just like without realizing.
All these kids' teeth.
I know, no, wait for it. So she used to go into my room, take the tooth, put it in her purse, take the coin, put it in the cup. And she did that all the time. And so she had about 10 of my baby teeth in her purse, all sitting in there. And she just didn't think to remove them. One day, loses her purse at the shops. And she had to describe the contents of the purse to the person at the shops. And she said that there was 10 teeth in there.
And they're like, yep, cool, here you go. Oh, sorry, the cops are on the way.
Can you just stay here for a sec? Hectic.
You can't
but
run
yeah,
anywhere.
Very embarrassing for her.
Wow.
My last question for you is, thinking back through your whole life, what has been your favourite Christmas present?
Oh.
So go back to childhood, anything.
That is one that I probably needed a little bit more time to prep on.
I'll start with mine.
Yeah,
mine was definitely
yours.
PlayStation 2.
That was a really good one. Yeah.
And I remember getting that. That was that same Christmas I was at my grandma's house. So I got a better one that year because we're in chaos at the time. And yeah, PlayStation 2 had Jak and Daxter and the Monsters, Inc. universe. No, the Monsters, Inc. game. And they're the only two games I had. And the demo game that came with it. And that's all I played over and over again.
Nice. I do remember, like, if I'm going, there is one big one that I've just, like, I was trying to circle through all of, like, these little small things like, when I was a kid. The ones that I remember as a kid would have been, like, the PlayStation and things like that. Getting my fucking Bratz games on PS2. Fuck, that was so much fun.
I would love a PS2 again. Oh, PlayStation 2 was the best.
Even going off of what we were doing last week, I started watching YouTube videos of people playing the PS2 Bratz games.
Love that.
Like, I want to play it again.
Yeah, I love the PlayStation 2. And I loved Guitar Hero. I know you would not have liked that, but
I did play it, though.
You did?
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. Guitar Hero was so fun. And you can't get it on PlayStation anymore. They stopped making it for PS... After PS3.
Okay.
It's a gaming podcast.
Good to know.
Goodbye, Bravo. Hello, Xbox.
But the one that I was really big, and I'm pretty sure you know this, but I never talk about it. When my parents had separated, the first Christmas that, like, they were separated, my dad was living on, like, this farm place. And for Christmas, he opened the garage door and it was a fucking buggy.
Oh,
like,
really?
I had a fucking buggy that I would drive around this farm.
You?
Me.
Tearing up on the farm?
Tearing it up on the farm. I'm going to have to find a photo and then attach
How
it to
How old
this.
Were you?
I reckon like 14, 15. Yeah, like
so
I was
you were
older.
Like, and you were like gay. Like gay,
yeah,
gay.
Not,
I mean, you hadn't come out.
No,
but,
yeah, nah. But,
you were like, oh, you weren't like a fucking 7-year-old ripping around on the fucking...
No, I was like, oh, maybe, like 12 to 14.
Really?
And I was... So one time I had like... I'd fang it too. Like, it was fucking so fast.
Rogue!
I had turned the corner too quick and I had rolled the buggy. Rolled.
Oh my God.
And I put my leg out and the roll cage like crushed my leg. Didn't break. I just had a hectic fucking bruise. But, actually, when I make Christmas tomorrow, I'll take a photo and maybe
please.
I'll attach it into a clip here. But I had a fucking buggy.
That is
How wild.
Hectic.
How
I cannot
wild.
Imagine you ripping around on a buggy.
Neither can I, but I did for years.
Oh.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Birthday
that would
Christmas,
be fun.
I think it was Christmas.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see a photo.
Yeah.
With your metro hair.
Yeah, and it's when I've had fucking white hair too. Yeah. Oh, no, I reckon it was before that.
Was it?
Yeah, I reckon it was like very early high school days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I remember in high school days though is very early year 8 when you had... Wait, when did you have the blonde hair with the black bit in it?
Year 10.
Okay, so you had black hair in year 9?
Year 8 I had like black hair.
Black hair.
Weird. Also, yeah. Everyone had spread these rumors that I was a demon worshipper and tried to kill myself. That's fucking terrible to be spreading that around at year 8.
Year 8! You're trying to build your brand in high school.
Huge setback.
Oh my god. Rogue. Hectic.
Also a demon worshipper. Like, excuse me. Where did that come from? Cunts, whoever made that up.
It was me.
Year 9 was when I tried to dye my hair blonde and it went orange.
Orange.
So I had orange hair.
That's right. I remember. It was so orange.
Orange.
It was like Ranga orange.
Ranga. Yes. Strawberry blonde. Like I was born with orange hair. And then year 10, that's when I full bleached it. I used to get peroxide poisoning. Like I used to have to lay down for ages because I had like huge migraines for days.
Oh my God.
And then year 11, I had the Bieber hair.
Yes.
And then year 12
is when you
cut it all off and got skinny. That's when the big hectic rebrand happened.
Yeah, yes, I do recall.
And I kind of resemble more of what I looked like then.
Yeah, that's when we became close.
Yeah.
When the rebrand.
Went through all of those
transitions.
Transitions to get to where I am today.
Yeah. Yep. Love that. Thanks for taking me on the journey.
That's all right. Maybe I should put up photos of everything that I looked like.
Yes. I don't think I had any like major like look rebrands throughout high school. I think my only one was like I was quite surfy in year 8. I wore like the seashell necklace and I just started dyeing my hair blonde. And then in year 9 I had the comb over that started from my ear and went across.
That was iconic.
Yeah. I never used to wash my hair because washing your hair was not cool and it was like that surfy look with like the wax stuff in it. I used to put talcum powder in my hair instead of dry shampoo. Fucking scratching my scalp like so bad. I'll find a photo of that because my side part was hectic. It literally started at my fucking ear. Year 10, that's when I turned into an absolute bitch, I reckon. And I went back blonde and I was in the special PE class and I had the special polo shirt. So I thought I was like quite above the others.
Yeah, sure. What's changed? You haven't looked back since.
And then in year 11 and 12, I feel like that's when I kind of came back down to earth a little bit. And then I dropped out in year 12. So
the roller coaster going up and then bang. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm on the up.
Yeah,
normal, you're on the down.
And
I'm
was on
the up.
Down. Yeah. And, but that's when I started going to town and then we started going to town together and it all and spiraled from there.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we are.
Chaotic. Absolutely chaotic. But no, I didn't have any like major rebrands. It was just my trending hair at the time.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you for listening. Anyway.
Well, that was a great Christmas episode. I feel like we talked more about that than the actual episodes of the Housewives themselves.
We did. And that's partly my fault because I thought I don't need to write notes this week. I'm just going to go rogue and use the brain and it didn't work.
The brain didn't work, but it's all good. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
A great holiday season. And then hopefully we can do like a end of year pod next week.
Yeah.
Where we can...
I'm not doing anything. So.
Great, neither am I. So.
This time next week.
Great. We'll see you then.
See you then.
Have a great Christmas.
You
and
too.
And Uru.
Can't wait to hear your Christmas stories.
Yay,
same. Weird ending. Uru.
Uru.